Hi, this is Michael Stevens. This is my secret Atlanta podcast. It's very secret, so the odds are I'm probably the only person who's going to listen to this, or maybe I'll post it out one day, but whatever. I just watched the most recent episode of Atlanta. Alexa, what day is it?
It's Saturday, April 28th.
Alexa, what episode of Atlanta did I just watch?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Yeah. She should be able to answer that. Yeah. This show is so bothersome. I'm upset that I watched this show. I'm upset that I'll watch the next episode. I'm just so uncomfortable. I mean, I opened the windows. I watched it with the shade shut. It's usually how I watch television in my room. Yeah, I turned the light on afterwards, but, you know, something about turning the lights on during the daytime that's just that made me more uncomfortable. I started off today by watching a bunch of Richard Marx music videos and the 1988 Cherry 7-Up commercial starring Matt LeBlanc that I love. I love that commercial because that's what love sounds like, you know? And yeah, I like Richard Marx. He's got this one song called Angelia. You should listen to it when you get the chance. Angelia. Yeah, it's a very great song. So, this episode of Atlanta, I was thoroughly uncomfortable with it. I guess this is going to be one of those things where I haven't done a podcast before. I feel like what stopped me is, all the stuff you have to do. I have so much space in my brain, and there are hobbies and things that I should pick up and learn how to do well and professionally. I don't think podcasting is one of those things. I just think, what would my ideal podcast be? I'll just try and record that. Like, what would be a fun podcast that would be minimal effort? And, effort, you know, I'm showing up. I'm here, so I shouldn't shit on myself totally. I mean, that's the creative process, you know, but like, you don't need to hear a music thing. You don't need the production value of fucking CNN to listen to something, you know. I got ideas and thoughts. I don't know who's gonna listen to this. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'll try to keep this under 10 minutes. Who needs a whole, there are these fucking shows. There's like a Twin Peaks podcast, and then it's like, wait, why am I gonna podcast about the thing I just watched? And it's like, I should fucking try to do one of those podcasts, you know, to see what it feels like to do one of them. And so far, I think I'm doing a very poor job. I hate the idea of podcasts about a TV show that you just watched, because, like, how fucking, I don't know, like, I could just talk to someone. Why do I need to listen to something if it's not going to add more to my experience of watching it? It should be its own thing, if anything. Like, what the fuck is the point? You know? I fuck with the X-Files files, but only because I started listening to that podcast before I started watching the X-Files, for real. And it's great to hear a fan get shit out of it. I guess there's the point of that, too. You know, there's a really great X-Men podcast that I listen to. Now I'm podcasting about podcasts. Now I'm, you know, you see, I'm fucking up. I gotta stop. I got these bad habits. So yeah, this Atlanta episode, the wedging, that was it for me. The wedgie body slam. So a couple things that come to mind after watching that episode and how it ties to everything that we're exploring this season. This is an Urn episode. This was an Urn episode, and things have been boiling for this whole season. And we're at a point where we're seeing that Urn, his future is fucking the character that we saw in the first episode, played by Cat Williams. There's this bubbling tension between the black realm and the white realm on that show, in a very Lynchian sense. There's this idea of, like they fucking know how to do tension on that show. It's the most bothersome part. They're so good with silences on that show. And that episode was mostly just like, the acting was in the silent shit. They really know how to do car scenes. Shame. The shame. The feeling of shame in that episode was so powerful. I was so scared and annoyed watching it. That show took me through, like, my own fucking nightmares. Like a shame revisiting. Yeah, Urn's fucking up. So much shit is, not everything is his fault. Because some people just have bad luck, but fuck. I'm so bothered by that episode. It reminds me of, everything I'm doing wrong currently, in life. I'm not doing that much wrong, but there's shit. You know, when you look back at your day, there's like 25% of the shit that you do is shit you should probably stop doing. Because it's not helping you. For me, it's like 35% of my habits are bad. I should go to bed a little bit earlier. I should go give myself 2 extra hours of sleep. I should get up a couple hours earlier and go for a run. Those are things that would be good for me. I don't know if that's 35% of my decisions. But, you know, they affect, maybe they're a certain percentage. They're like 15% of my decisions, but then they affect the remaining, do math, 20% of my decisions. 15 plus 20 is 35. Okay, now here's the part of the podcast where I talk about what's in my room. I have a Moonlight poster. I really like that movie. I have 3 comic books that I've taped to the wall. They're in boards and bags. I have Batman Annual number 2. It's written by Tom King, who's doing a really good job right now. It's called Date Nights, Last Rites, and it's really just about, like, Batman and Catwoman's first date and then their last one, and it's probably the most beautiful shit I ever read. And if you read it, you'll understand this. They should do a movie of the second part of the comic, but shoot it in the new Hollywood style of, like, Bonnie and Clyde, or, I guess, is Breakfast at Tiffany's new Hollywood? What else do I have? I have a Mr. Miracle comic, also written by Tom King. They're making a new movie. This is old news. This is a segment of the podcast where I talk about old news. Ava DuVernay is directing a New Gods movie, and when I found out that news, I cried. So that's cool. Prince. Fuck, yo, I have a Prince comic book. I have a Prince comic book. It's by Piranha Music. It's actually pretty decent. It's pretty good. The bad guy in it is named Gemini. It's so fucking good. It's $124, baby, so you probably can't afford it. But I got it, and if you want to borrow it, you can come visit me, and I will lend it to you briefly. You wouldn't want to spend that much money on a comic. I did it because I was very sad, and I had a lot of money at the time when Prince died, so I bought it. It's a combination of two of my favorite things. I discovered Prince late in life. I started listening to him when he came out with Musicology, and that was not a great album. But all of his shit prior, and a lot of his shit afterwards, is very great. People listen to Prince up to a point, but he's got a lot of great stuff. I mean, his covers are beautiful too. But whatever. What else am I? I'll save some other stuff. I'll talk about some other stuff in my room in a later segment, in a later podcast. To anyone who listens to this, can you please write down the segments that I wrote down so I can just do them again? I don't have anything prepared, but it would be good for me to have like an outline of the things that I should talk about, since this is its own strange performance art piece. Thank you. Let's see. What else is there? That episode, what did it make me think of? My own family and challenges that I have with them. I won't go into the details and specifics because, like, you know, but we all have shit in our family that's like, oh man, it's just unresolved shit that'll just never be resolved. And I thought they did a good job of that. Like, I have my flaws as a person in my family, and they're bad. It's like, it's so stupid. And anything that bad, ugh. I just relate to that sense of shame. Ooh, earned shame. Ooh. So uncomfortable. So contagious. Tell me what you got. Yeah. What was I talking about? Shame. And then I did a bit to get away from the sense sincere... I guess uncomfortableness. I was gonna say like vulnerability, but it's not very vulnerable. I'm not in front of a camera right now. I can do whatever I want right now. I feel like God in front of my window right now. That's a horrible feeling. No regular person should feel like God, but this is just a weird Saturday morning, you know? I gotta be somewhere. I'm totally not God. I gotta be somewhere to make money right now. I teach an improv class, I teach an improv class, and I should be, I woke up this morning at 6, I stayed in bed till 7, which is later than I normally do. I'm trying to get on my A fucking game. In order to do that, you gotta show up for life, you know, you gotta wake up on time. This is the part of the segment where I get inspirational. You know what you gotta do in order to be successful in life? People are gonna tell you, give you all these fucking KPIs, all this shit you gotta do. You gotta get up, like this is the most important thing or that's the most important thing. And you really just need to work on one important thing. You just need to find one thing in your life that you can improve, and everything else will fall. I really hope this is recording the whole time. Everything else will fall into place. So the best thing that you could do if you wanna change your fucking life is start making your bed. I don't make my bed every day. But that is something, that is my goal. Wake up in the morning, make my bed. But what do you gotta do in order to do that? Most people don't make their bed because they don't have enough time. They don't give themselves enough time. So what do I gotta do in order to do that? I gotta get up early. I gotta get up early so I have time to make my bed leisurely, so I'm not rushing. So I have all the time in the world to make my bed look presentable. I mean, not presentable. I'm not like, you know, I'm not fucking Don Juan. I'm not Casanova. I'm not, you know, bedding someone every night. Or many nights, or many weeks, honestly. I'm not going to get into all my personal business, because you didn't want to know. You came here because you wanted to listen to someone talk about Atlanta. And I wanted to express something in the style of the show, I guess. What would a podcast be? I don't know. I have no intention with this. Where was I going? Yes, being successful. Yes. Making your bed in the morning, waking up early, giving yourself time, to do your morning routine and actually experience the morning. I used to say I'm not a morning person, but like, fuck, whenever I wake up in the morning, it's like such a pleasure to be alive. It's like you get to be on the backstage of reality because most people aren't up and you get to see how everything works. Like, oh shit, like garbage. Men are taking out their stuff. Like, that's so cool. I don't know. It's like, so it's such a privilege to be alive. And I don't know, the earlier I wake up, the more optimistic and better I feel about things, even when I can't control them. I could get evicted. I mean, it's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. That's very not likely because I've been paying my rent on time. I'm about to pay it on time now, which is another thing I wanted to focus on in my life. Just paying my rent on time. Being, like, responsible for the things that I'm accountable for just me. So I'm not, you know, fucking anybody else's shit up. Like, if you're not fucking anybody else's shit up, you're not gonna fuck, your shit's not gonna get fucked up. If you're fucking other people's shit up, and then bad things are gonna happen. Like this episode of Atlanta. Jesus Christ. When you're accountable for specifically not fucking, oh. What was I talking about? But yeah, make your bed, wake up in the morning, and then, but like waking up in the morning, what do you gotta do in order to do that? It fucking sucks. Why does it suck? Because you stay up too late. If why? For why? Is not, some nights you have shit to do, some nights you don't have shit to do. Am I talking to myself? Am I talking to a listener? You decide. Sometimes you're just staying up late for no reason. Why are you doing this? This is stupid. It's dumb. Go to bed. Go to bed. I used to stay up late. I got in the habit of staying up late since I was like a little kid because I got this fear that I'll miss something. This irrational fear that I'll miss something. And it's like, fuck, I'm too tired most of the time to really experience shit. So you could see everything happen and be tired and exhausted and ready to fucking die all of the time. Or you could get your fucking 8 hours, miss some shit, catch up the next day, and just live immediately in the present. Be like totally there. Not getting enough sleep fucked up my life for a very long time. And it's gotten to a point now where I don't have the fucking super soldier factor that teenagers and 20-year-olds have. I'm going to be 30 very soon. My body is reminding me, hey man, you want to keep these abs, you got to pay for them, you know? You got to do fucking crap. You got, yeah, that was a humble brag too. Because I've had abs for a very long time for no reason. I would eat McDonald's every day. My first job, my lunch was 6 donuts every day for a whole summer. I ate 6 donuts. Yeah. There's some shit we gotta do in this world. We wanna make more money. We wanna be like, ooh. By the way, like this whole thing is kind of sincere. Kind of teetering on being a bit, so I don't want you to think I'm like a crazy, like inspirational person, because those people bother me too. But like, those motherfuckers don't give you like specific action items. Like, boom, I don't even need to write a book. You gotta do 3 things in this world in order to be successful: make your bed, wake up, go to bed on time. And really, if you boil that all down, it's just one thing: go to bed on time, go to bed a little bit earlier. I should do this. Some nights I'd be going to bed at 12, and that's stupid, because I gotta be at work at 8:30, and it's not like I got just 8 hours of work, I got 10 hours of work, so I gotta be there at 7:30, I should be there at 7:30, also the optics of it is tight, no one who shows up at 7:30 has time during the day to fucking dilly-dally, and you know, maybe you do have time to dilly-dally. You have a little extra time to dilly-dally, but you can do your work like you have enough time for it if you show up just a little bit earlier. But that's, like, extra points, so you don't need to do all that. I'm not going to talk about my work or what I do, but I did find this app through work. So, shout out to all the motherfuckers involved in that. Anchor is a great app. Was this a secret commercial the whole time? I don't know. You decide. I think you should download this app into your phone and then fuck around with it. Like, I'm fucking around with it now. I'm just going to call this a real thing. I'm going to call this a regular thing after I watch Atlanta or Legion. And that's what this podcast is. It's Atlanta or Legion, the podcast. Yeah. I'm behind 4 episodes on Legion, so it might be Legion for a stretch. This is the part of the podcast where I talk about what I had to do today. Because, hi, I'm Michael Stevens. I'm an improviser in New York City. I'm on a couple of really, really successful, great festival touring teams. I'll go through the teams. I'm on a team, my first team. Well, I shouldn't go through it chronologically because there's some teams that are less active and more active, but my most active teams right now, improv is weird. I'll explain, talk about that in a later date, but boom. Now are the teams, all right, the order that I talk about you doesn't mean anything about your creative priority. And if I don't mention you, it's because I'll literally just be talking about every creative project that I do. So I'm not going to talk about any like teams that are less active or I'm not going to talk about any like every creative priority that I have, but I will let you know about them as they happen because I want people to come to my shows. So my first team, it's a sketch team. It's called Gary from HR. We are an all POC sketch team. That is not a very, it's not a thing you see all the time. We're at the Magnet Theater. Check us out. Most everything is at the Magnet Theater that I'm doing right now. Right now. But you should see my shows and then enable me to get popular and famous and get more shit out there and be in more shit and be a famous boy like I deserve to be. I don't deserve to be a famous boy, but I did work very hard at honing a very specific talent that I use only sometimes. And it's just dumb to have like all that space in your brain for a talent you don't use. What was I talking about? So I'm on a team called Gary from HR. We're a sketch team, all POC at the Magnet Theater. I'm on another POC team. We're called Good at Sports. There's 10 motherfuckers on the team. We do shows at the Magnet Theater, also around the city, sometimes, everywhere. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, yada yada. You already know, Good at Sports, 10:30s, Saturday at 10:30. Saturday at 10:30, Good at Sports, you should see us. I'm really bad at plugging my shows. And then, come to New York City at the Magnet Theater on Wednesdays to catch my team at some hour. We're called The Neighbors. We're a very nice team. We're all friends in real life. And they just naturally put us together. See us. We're good. My good pal, Perry Gross, who works over at Midroll, I believe. She's a very cool person. Shout out to her. Because I mention her because she mentions podcasts at least like once a day. So there's that. Oh, my roommate has woken up, which means that this episode has been recorded, and I've said what I had to say for today, and I probably should get out and get dressed and take a shower, and you should be able to listen to me talk about Atlanta. All in all, the main takeaways, running is a theme. The shame, fear of running from a fight. I didn't even talk about this episode. Fuck! Yeah, running is a theme. Shame is very scary. Family is not everything. They're just motherfuckers that have the same genes as you. But, I mean, they're also family. And that's what a family is. You know what I mean? And that's it. I'm going to use this to practice stop saying, because it's a really disgusting thing that we do as people. I'm so grossed out by the fact that I do it. Did I say that I had a Moonlight poster in my room?